This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 698, entitled To Fluffies and Feminists, Learn Some Masculism or Be Manless. Description. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, wiping out the planet's entire population by causing women to become so repulsive to men that in the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, claiming that these young women are, quote, undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. Thus, masculists need a strategy to make women, especially monoconscious feminists, nicer for men to be with. This strategy is to force women to learn some masculism so that they become bi-conscious and hence lose their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, by learning that gender oppression is very much a two-way street and that women oppress men far worse. Normally, men have to be nice to women, since men really want to penis women. But biconscious masculists have no such desire to penis monoconscious feminists, so feel free to bite their fucking heads off, verbally abusing them, expressing real ideological hatred of them for their geocide, and punishing them by forcing them to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who will become most men as masculist and MGTOW ideas become as widely known as feminist ideas. Now the flyer itself in two parts. To fluffies and feminists, learn some masculism or be manless. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer concentrates on the question, quotes, how best to liberate men from the main ways that men are oppressed by women? Question mark. I think it's fair to say that at the time of writing, that's February 2025, that the majority of young men, at least in the US, are now aware of the main arguments of the MGTOW and, to a lesser extent, the masculist movements. The fact that now two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and reject paternity indicates that they are aware how toxic the feminist-controlled divorce courts are to men and refuse to face the one chance in four of being butchered in such a court. The recent 2022 poll taken by Pew PEW Research Center in the US, found that nearly two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30, that is 63%, don't even date young women, claiming that young women are undateable because they have been too poisoned by feminism. This shows that these young US men no longer have traditional expectations of dating women and having relationships with them, due to being well aware how obnoxious monoconscious feminists are, knowing that most young women had been strongly brainwashed by feminism, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that men are the oppressors and women are the victims. Since feminism is such a misandrist, gynocentric ideology, it teaches women nothing about how women oppress men. So it's not at all surprising, after the six decades-long monopoly by feminism of gender politics and hearing nothing about how women oppress men, that most women very naturally feel antagonistic, even hateful, towards men for the ways that men oppress women, given what feminism has taught them. Since these women, these monoconscious feminist women, by definition, know nothing about how women oppress men, they feel fully justified in expressing their misandry in public because they have been deeply, powerfully brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street. Speaking generally, when one has heard a particular negative statement all one's life and many, many times, and has never heard any statement that expresses the opposite, then for most people who are not particularly creative themselves, it's not surprising that that negative statement will be strongly believed by default and usually unquestioned, since they have never heard anything to make them question it. Belief in that negative statement is virtually unconscious. It simply does not occur to most people to even think of an alternative to the negative statement. This is what has happened to the monoconscious feminist statement that is the core idea of masculinism, that, quote, gender oppression is a one-way street, end quote. This is a very negative statement. From it are derived such statements as,
men are pigs, men are rapists, men are toxic,
etc. Young women have been hearing such statements from the feminists all their lives and do not question them. It's only recently that men have started to create their own gender political ideologies, namely MGTOW and masculism, so that there has not been enough time for these male-invented ideas to have penetrated the female mind. There is more than this time factor that is at play here, and that is the existence of the fem mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia. The majority of journalists in the US now are female, who are nearly all feminists, monoconscious feminists, so interpret any MGTOW or masculist critique of women as just more male misogyny that the feminists have been complaining about for decades. Thus, when these misandrous, monoconscious feminists begin to hear masculist and MGTOW criticisms of women, these feminists hear this critique as just more evidence of male misogyny and hence is something to be fought against as feminists. It does not occur to them that just maybe the criticisms of the MGTOWs and masculists against women are justified. These monoconscious feminists have been so powerfully brainwashed, in capital letters, all their lives, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that when they are confronted for the first time in their lives by a truly angry, articulate, well-informed masculist, these feminists typically suffer cognitive dissonance. When their deeply held, almost religious, core beliefs, in brackets, that they use to guide themselves through life with, are strongly challenged by bioconscious masculists, this challenge of core beliefs is extremely existentially threatening to such women. Hence the fear in monoconscious feminist eyes when they hear a bioconscious masculist tell them for the first time that women oppress men worse, with women's awful, decades-lasting oppression of men, such as women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, etc. Monoconscious feminists are not accustomed to being confronted by verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculists who attack them with obvious verbal violence and hateful diatribes. Usually, men must be nice to women because men want to penis women. A woman is not going to allow some man to put his penis in her if she dislikes him. Since the male sex drive is a lot stronger than women's, in brackets, as evidenced by the obvious fact that there are many more female prostitutes than male prostitutes, given the much greater demand for paid prostitution by men than by women, close brackets, men are forced to be nice to women to get what men really want from women. Women grow up with this reality, so take it for granted that men must be nice to them simply because they are women. They experience all their young lives that men are sexually attracted to them as women, as people who have vaginas that men want to put their penises into. So women are shocked by verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculists who have no qualms about attacking such women verbally whenever a bioconscious masculist and a monoconscious feminist cross paths. These masculists have no qualms about attacking monoconscious feminists for the simple reason that they do not want to penis such women, so don't have to be nice to them. Biconscious masculines have no desire to penis monoconscious feminists whom they hate, seeing these women as hypocrites who preach to other women that men are oppressors of women. When in reality, as seen by biconscious masculines, women oppress men more with their horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. Biconscious masculines despise monoconscious feminist hypocrisy and punish such women by avoiding them totally, not even pumping and dumping them. This total neglect of monoconscious feminists by biconscious masculines comes as a deep shock to these monoconscious feminists. They are not accustomed to being treated by men as sexually desirable goddesses. They are not accustomed to not being treated by men as sexually desirable goddesses who are to be worshipped by young men who strongly want to penis them, so must be nice, very nice, to them. Biconscious masculines are waking up to the idea that this shock, in brackets, felt by the monoconscious feminists from the biconscious masculine's verbally violent attack against the hypocrisy of the monoconscious feminist, close bracket, will play a vital role in the liberation of men, especially for the men faring of the gender laws and the freeing of men from the traditional expectations placed by fluffies and fluffy feminists on men to be man's slaves to women, to fluffies. The essential difference between the MGTOWs and the masculists is that the MGTOWs are politically passive, who do not fight for the men faring of the gender laws. MGTOWs simply wipe their hands of women and go their own way, doing what they want to do and not what some parasitic fluffy wants them to do. Masculists, on the other hand, are very political. Masculists are fighters who attack monoconscious feminists and fluffies viciously. The core idea of the masculists is that masculism is essentially a rebellion by men against working for women for decades of a man's life, thus being manslaved for decades by a fluffy, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. Masculists have a real hatred of fluffies, seeing them as the enemy whom the masculists are at war against, since masculists are abolitionists who see fluffydom as manslavery and man's slavery as slavery, hence hated and a war issue. Masculists are at war against fluffies, aiming to wipe them out by forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. When nearly all men have been masculinized, that is, have been infected by the masculist virus, then men will be in a position to force, capital letters, women to stop being fluffies, since a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of masculist and MGTOW ideas, man-slavable man, who is prepared to work for her for decades of his life. Thanks to the spread of masculists and MGTOW ideas, the supply of such young men is drying up, as shown by the fact that two-thirds of young men in many countries now refuse to marry and be fathers, and that two-thirds of young men in the US don't even date young women. Thus, if a fluffy woman does not make the effort to become FIP, that's financially independent person, by getting a career competent education so that she can be a FIP as an adult and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, then, question, how will she eat? If no man is prepared to be parasited upon for decades of his life by a hated, manslaving, divorce-raping, vermin fluffy, then that female will have no choice but to FIP up and pull her financial weight and not leech off the money and labour of some man-slavable man. Masculists also have a hatred of the fluffy feminists who took over the divorce courts in the 70s and made them toxic for divorcing fathers, who in 3/4 of the states in the US will lose custody of their kids with a 90% probability, will lose their house to their fluffy ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he's barely allowed to see, maybe for 2 weekends a month. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, then the fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges may force him to pay her alimony until the day he dies, with no legal nor moral obligation on her part to get off her fat, parasitic, fluffy ass and fip up, so that she continues to parasite off his money and labour for decades after the divorce, the way she did before the divorce. This massive gender crime committed by fluffies and fluffy feminists against divorcing fathers is so horrible it is labelled by the maskless and MGTOWs as, quotes, divorce rape. It's no wonder that maskless and MGTOWs have such a hatred towards the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts that 2/3 of young men now refuse to marry and reject paternity, since they absolutely reject the one chance in 4 of being divorce raped. Maskless see a lot more clearly than the apolitical MGTOWs that the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, will go a long way towards the liberation of men. In a fip society, young women will be socialized by parents and educated by the culture to be fips by getting a career competent education at high school and college so that they can earn good money as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the labor and money of a man, which would make her hated by the maskless, who will spit in her face and condemn her to the fluffy graveyard, rotting on the shelf, manless and utterly rejected both socially and sexually by men, masculisted men. This is the end of part 1.